Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He's like, I'm sorry, and like puts, and I give him the code, and we start riding, and he starts wiping his face.
Yes.
He's like, you're the first person. I'm sorry I put this on you. I know this is unprofessional. I said, this is okay. My business partner, Mr. Mike O'Mara, says this. He says, it's going to get harder and it's going to get worse.
It's a great philosophy, Mike. Just, you don't want to stay somewhere too long. I mean, look, the love affair I have with your listeners, they have with me, will never get divorced, unlike yourself and David Kay.
Does that mean Brad Pitt's going to have a smelling candle?
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, I'm hot, baby. Yeah.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
From Daegu, South Korea, to Landstuhl, Germany, to Mongo, Chad. Mongo, don't go to town.
Mongo like candy.
Kinderjeek, the Netherlands.
I think it's Kinderdijk.
Kinderdijk?
Yeah, that's where the windmills are.
Kinderdijk, the Netherlands.
It's very beautiful there.
Mm-hmm.
Ashdod, Israel. Is that Ashdod? Ashdod or Ashdod?
Ashdod.
And Scotland, Maryland. Cool. That's right. There we go. By the way, we didn't talk about the Queen. You guys did a little bit, then I came back on Tuesday.
Just a touch, yeah.
We never got around to it, but the Prime Minister, Liz something, I forgot. Well, Liz Truss, I think might be her name.
Nice.
Some weird, harsh name like that. And when she talks, she's got this little like sneer on her face, and she's almost borderline Cockney. I find her fascinating to watch.
She is Liz Truss, Mike.
Liz Truss. Yeah, gathered, and she was reading scripture at the funeral, you know.
I don't know the politics.
The Lord, conservative. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Her face is a little pointy.
Yeah. Yeah, she's interesting.
Mom.
She's an interesting lady.
Yeah.
So,
are we friends or foe? Do we know?
With Great Britain?
No, not with...
You mean with her politics?
Yeah.
Well, she's conservative, so I mean she'd be the Republicans of Britain.
Yeah, but you could be... I mean, are you MAGA conservative?
They compared her to Ronald Reagan.
I don't think she's MAGA.
Margaret Thatcher type stuff.
Okay.
So I think she's conservative, but I don't know.
I'm down with the Iron Lady?
I'm not.
You're not?
I'm not. No. Oh. I didn't like the policies of the Iron Lady.
Yeah, she was kind of pointy, too.
What is you? You have a pointy face now. It used to be round.
Well, I mean, but that's just
I wish
I'm saying
I had a pointy face.
Well, what round. I noticed was her, and it's not like Cockney, but it's just there a little bit. And so I noticed that when I was watching all the marching, you know.
Yes.
And that's past.
Trust
everybody's,
no less.
Everybody's queened out.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for the next flotilla of my people to show up on Massachusetts Avenue. As I don't know what's going on with your governor, Mike. I don't know.
He seems like such a good guy.
It's weird that you bring that in because, I wanted to talk and I want to get to that. But before we do, how about a little fun? Okay.
Yeah.
How about just a little bit of fun?
I love it.
Fun.
Isn't fun the best thing to have?
It truly
is.
Best thing to have.
Yeah, it really is. And, I tell you, I'm a little excited kid tonight. I am.
Yes.
I truly am. Okay. Because Mrs. O'Mara, she could give a rat's ass. But tonight, I'm taking my bride to Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, they put on a good show. I took little tiny peeks on YouTube from their most recent concerts around the country because they're on tour right now. And, man, It just looks so fun.
I know. And you
the
know what?
The horns, the music. Oh, my God.
It's a revolving
cast,
right?
No, they lost one. I think they lost one guy. They lost, was it Maurice White that passed a couple, like a year, year
well,
and a
yeah,
half ago?
Well, yeah. I mean, but I think element? It's like, you know, I'm not sure, you know.
However, I will say this. They're one of the few bands that you can say they never put out a bad record. They just never did.
I agree. And it's, I think that they've got enough of the original cast and the horns, and they bring in super talented people because it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. Mm-hmm. And all I know is I'm going to have a fantastic time. Yeah, baby.
Is there
great
a
talk
movie?
Up records, too.
They have like. Documentary. They're really famous.
I like when Judge Smales danced to this
really
song.
They're really famous. Are you really that out of touch with that?
Come on,
are you?
This is when did they start?
Like 1972?
Well, I wasn't born then.
I know, but they've been around forever. Oh, it's such a good song.
I just can't wait. I'm a little excited. It sounds like crap, doesn't it? Does it sound crap?
It does.
Is that a little better?
That is a little better, yeah.
Okay. You know what this song should be?
All right.
Cable suck in Florida.
Shining Star.
Man,
do you have Saturday Night?
Their overhead must be tremendous.
Why do you say this?
There's so many people in their band.
Huge. Yes.
By the way, I used this as a theme for the show for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Are you
playing off your computer? Are you playing your computer?
I'm playing off my computer.
Is it too loud from your computer going into your board? Sounds like it might be overmodded
a little volume down.
Let's see. Okay, here we go. Yeah.
They have more past members than members. Just like this show.
Yes.
That's sad. I think this sounds just...
That's better.
Still distorted. Just a little bit.
You know, all right.
It won't be distorted at the show tonight.
No, but that's, I don't know. I have to do a full, like, sound check. I don't play enough music on this computer to do that.
Your other computer's music. You got a set of drums.
Although the other computer I messed up yesterday because now it's on permanent play. So I don't know how to stop that. And we'll do how about after the show today?
Permanent play?
Just a brief little tweak.
We're down for that.
Rob, you know yesterday when I couldn't shut stuff off and I had to turn it down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, when I was playing
looping.
Black Eyed Susie.
Yeah.
And doing that, it was difficult. And now the whole thing seems to be messed up.
Yeah. It's just, I'm sure it's just a switch that needs to be toggled.
That's what I hate about iPads, though. You know, too much toggling. I'm not a toggler.
You're not a toggler?
Well, updating overall for computers is, I updated today. It took 30 minutes. And I was like,
yeah. Oh, well, why? Can I ask this?
Yes.
In the age of speed, why, when you want to do an update, why do you exhale like Napoleon and go, when it happens? Because it's going to take 45 minutes every time. Why is that?
Well, because we're a spoiled society.
See, I don't buy that. I think if you go to other countries, Korea, for example, it's supposed to be lightning fast.
Not in North Korea.
Well, no, not in North Korea, but that's not a free...
The
society,
update. The update. You know? This is how, my update took 30 minutes because I didn't use a hardwired Ethernet cord, and I was like, "Oh, then that's my fault," because it should have taken 4 minutes.
Right.
For me, the update is sheer inconvenience. Where I know I can get the information on another machine, but I want this just to go fast. The patch, by the way, is for your iOS devices. We talked about that a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a vulnerability. Go ahead and update, people. Especially
my iPad now that I play songs on is gray. It's all gray. So it's not sharp, Rob. And you're the iPod guy.
You mean it's like the screen is the resolution is down? Or like how?
That's right. You can show us. We've got a camera.
Video.
Well, I gotta take
that's great
good
video.
That's good video. Yeah.
All right, let me take
here
it.
Here we go.
Out.
Let's see. Okay. Let's see it.
All right, that's
right. Oh, it's grayed out. You've pressed the button. Top left-hand corner, I think that's, am I wrong?
Well, it should also increase his brightness.
Yeah,
no, that has nothing to do with it.
Well, this is something we get addressed in the post show.
God damn
tech
it.
Check.
God damn it, Rob. Do you pay attention to anything? You're the guy that uses iPads every day.
Yeah.
I hardly ever touch mine.
Yeah, we barely. Well, maybe that's the problem.
Help.
Maybe that's the problem. That you hardly ever touch it.
I'm trying. But anywho, I'm so excited. I'm not a concert person.
When's the last time you went to a concert? A music concert?
I can't even tell. Well, we went to see, at a listener's recommendation, the Piano Guys.
Oh, that's right.
Which didn't make sense because one of them played a cello. But it's true. And that was a fine. And Michael still talks about this. Yeah. Michael's not going.
Yeah.
Michael's going to baseball practice tonight. And
wait, but I'm talking about like a pop music concert.
Oh, God, I can't tell you. Back when I was probably playing music.
Yeah.
Mm. No. You know when it right. Back when I was playing music.
Oh, Shamrock?
The last time was Shamrock and barfing in the limo when I went to Rush.
I miss
when
him.
I saw Rush.
Yeah.
That's, you know, pre-Neil Peart buying the farm.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
It was, yeah.
Is it a good venue tonight? Where are they playing?
I guess. It's all right. It's the venue we have down here. It's the big indoor venue. You have two.
It's an arena.
You have the arena that is near where we live, which is not where they are. Uh-huh. And you have the big theater that's downtown, and that's where we're going.
You're
going
to have such a great time because, you know what, you don't have to worry about the weather. It's not going to be hot. They know how to mic an indoor space.
I got an aisle seat, so I'm excited about that.
Outstanding. Well, of course, no dancing in the aisles.
Oh, I'll be dancing. I'll be shaking my booty. And I get bored. If I last 5-6 songs, I don't think they do. I think they play for like an hour and a half.
Okay. You can do that show.
This is, you know the songs.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So we went to see Ricky and Enrique.
Yes, and I like that you use their first names.
And respectfully, we thought 4 songs, 5 songs were out.
Right.
We stayed for basically the whole thing.
Exactly. And you know what?
It was one of the songs.
It was one of the gutsiest moves ever that Ricky Martin opened with Live and La Vida Loca.
Yeah.
Because that's the song that everyone
knew.
Fire
everywhere.
It was a sensational show. I used to drink then.
Yeah.
I love this
straight
record.
To a fast food drive-thru.
Yes.
For all of us.
That doesn't sound too bad, does it?
That's better. Saturday night.
Much better. I just, look, when this goes back to when Prince tragically passed away, and I vowed at that moment, I'm not a concert person. I'm not even a stand-up show. I don't like going to shows.
You're used to being the attraction.
Like, and also,
you're used to being on stage.
Speaking of that,
he's introduced many shows. Yeah.
Let me say this at the front of the show, because a lot of people listen to the first 5 minutes of the show and then they go away.
I actually disagree. I said the metrics.
Okay.
They
all
listen
right.
to a good 85% of the show.
They duck out right before Soundtown.
They fall off on Soundtown.
Gone.
Okay. That's good.
thank you, Oscar.
He's constantly trying to improve it.
Yes.
So anyway, as far as entertainment is concerned, we will have standby, tell your neighbors, tell your friends. We will have a major, 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 major announcement on Monday. Mm-hmm. We don't do that very often. Yeah. So be aware of a major announcement coming on Monday.
Right.
And it may surprise a
Monday.
Lot of people.
It may surprise you. It may thrill you.
Well, no, I hope it thrills you, but we're excited. And so that's that. So be aware
Monday.
That we will have that announcement on Monday, and be prepared for it. If you if you collect this show and listen to it at your leisure, you might want to change that and listen to this show live on Monday, so you can be ahead of the curve. That's
they
all
could,
I'm
they could watch it live on TikTok if they wanted to on Monday.
Yes, they can. Mm-hmm. And YouTube and Facebook Live
all
and
all
those streaming
We're
services
everywhere.
you can get it. Now, I want to say, if I may, a word or two about the current situation in my home state.
Mm-hmm.
I have really refrained, and I try to refrain from continuously getting in the fray. I could probably do it every day.
Yeah.
But I find that that's tedious, and I don't like doing it. And some people even say when I do this, it's tedious, but I don't care. Because
Look, it's Mike, you're talking to the guy who's to scream stop with the politics.
Well, I've changed
my tune.
I'd like to say a few words about our compassionate governor.
Yes.
All right. Everybody's aware of this stunt that he pulled by shipping people up to Martha's Vineyard,
mm-hmm.
which is known as a liberal bastion. I've never been.
I have.
I do not hang out up there, but very wealthy. It would be the, I guess, the an enclave of liberal elites. It's up where the Kennedys were in summertime. And,
well, the Kennedys are actually in Hyannis, but.
But, you know, it's the same area.
Yeah.
Same area. Although a good chunk of the state of Massachusetts is very right wing. I know a lot of them because they're down here now. But, you know, this involved getting a bunch of people that had come over the border seeking asylum. They were specifically from the country of Venezuela, and shipping them up to Martha's Vineyard. And I don't know, and it hasn't been litigated yet, what the nitty-gritty details are. I just know this. There is no justification to use one's fellow human beings as cattle, as pawns, as just props when you're making a statement. And it's, I don't care whether you think they were lured onto this plane under false pretenses. That let the courts decide that. Let the investigators decide that. But I've always been taught by my father, and I don't talk about the way I was raised very often, but I'm going to do it right now. He taught me that when you're down is when you need love the most. That when you are in a desperate situation, that's when compassion is most important. And to the idea of referring to these people as aliens, which our governor has done in his various press conferences. And the politics of hate is something I'm always going to speak about because I hate it. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
And when you've got a governor that is playing games like this. There's a book, it was a controversial book, turned out to be a controversial book because it was written by a non-Hispanic, and that's a discussion for another day. But it's a work of fiction. But if you want to get tuned into a fictional story that I think does a great job of demonstrating the plight of somebody coming across the border from Mexico, it's a book called American Dirt. Remember that book. And
you've
talked
about this before, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a story about a mother and a son who have a terrible situation in their home country, and they flee and all the crap they have to go through. There's no doubt that people coming to this country have a terrible time of it, trying to get here, trying to get to freedom, trying to get to a better life. That's all it is. I don't give a damn about the circumstances. I don't give a damn about the legality. I don't, because the fact of the matter, one of my best friends came across illegally, got a job, now employs an ass ton of people, and has made a life for himself. And I believe also that if you can, well, you came across legally. And
on Eastern Airlines.
Yeah, well, the second time.
Wasn't easy for, your family, and it certainly wasn't easy for you.
It's,
but when you use people as a pawn.
It's disgusting.
It is.
Right,
it's
after
despicable.
They come over the border, and you just treat them like they're valueless when they are probably, arguably, at the lowest point of their lives. I just think, man, I don't know what kind of world we're living in and what kind of upbringing people like Ron DeSantis had. To feel that way, and you can justify it all day long. You can talk about our laws and our, you hear they take advantage of our legal system, they break our laws, and then they have the audacity to sue? You're being sued by civil rights organizations. You're not being sued by the people that came across, but they're getting help that they need because somebody had some compassion and knew how wrong this is and had to say at the top of the mountain, from the fucking mountaintops, you bastard, treat human beings, your fellow human beings. We are all two tragedies away from a refrigerator box. And the people that have zero empathy and zero compassion don't get that. And guess what? Ron DeSantis, anybody. It could happen to me. It could happen to you. It could happen in the blink of an eye. And you never know when that's going to happen. And it just, you know, to do this as a political move with fellow human beings, I don't care where they're from. I don't care what their legal status is. They're humans. You know, they want things. They want lives. They want love. They want compassion. And I just, I'm so completely embarrassed that that comes from our, and boy, is it popular among people that think their lives are going to be perfect all the time and that it's never going to get bad and that they never have to show compassion for another person. That's all I wanted to say about it.
Is it, am I right to say that, look, this isn't the first time in history that this has happened. This has happened too many times.
It is not the first time it has happened in history. In the 1960s, it was called the Reverse Freedom March. And they sent African Americans up to eastern cities to inundate other liberal. It is a racist policy that was done in the 60s, and it is a racist policy being done right now. Sorry to correct you and sorry to interrupt, but it has been done before.
No, that was more of a rhetorical question.
By the same kind of people.
Which is which is what I was going to mention. But also the fact that, you know, I think this probably got buried in all of our politics, this is the same governor that, because the Special Olympics were involved and were having their summer games in Orlando, and they had a COVID policy where they wanted their athletes to be vaccinated, he threatened to sue them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's a broken man. I mean,
I get the commercials every day down here. He didn't back down. That's the big thing. He didn't back down. He didn't back down to anybody.
I wonder what playbook that comes from.
He doesn't back down.
Right.
I think you have to be tough to be in the political game.
Yeah.
I don't doubt his toughness. I don't doubt any of their toughness, Democrat or Republican. But when it comes to a real tough guy is not going to take advantage and pick on the person when they're at the absolute low ebb of their entire lives. And how bright do you have to be to know that? And if you consider me soft, oh, there he is. Yeah, well, what do we take care of everybody? Yeah, we do! Yeah, we try to! Everybody! Because it could be you, it could be me, for God's sake. Well, what are we going to do? Well, and by the way, the people that scream that are the same people that it's no skin off their ass whatsoever. You know, the people that are scared and they're coming. Nobody has direct skin in that game, the people that are screaming about it. They don't. It's hate politics. It's the politics of the different. The Spanish-speaking people, the brown people, blah, blah, blah. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. We got to evolve. Let's evolve a little bit. We're devolving. We've devolved over the last 10 years, it seems like.
Don't confuse toughness with bullying, because bullying is a very different thing, and that's what's going on here.
You may not get the same, I guess, coverage of news that we get here in the D.C. area, and I know that one of these buses was dropped off outside of the vice president's home just a few, like last week, if not a few days ago, it feels like.
And apparently there are plans to send another plane to the president's summer home. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. But that's great. Mean.
This is what I see on, you know, my Nextdoor app, is that everybody is organizing to help these people.
Yeah, they've done a great job.
And this is the coverage that I also see on the local news, where this is where you donate. This is how you help. Mm-hmm. This is how you if you want to employ. Like it's the response that is probably not covered through your lens locally, Mike, because the politics are the politics in where you live. here, it shows me that there, the humanity does exist, and that DeSantis, in this overall, at least from our end, play, it's backfiring on him.
Don't count on that. I think the guy's going to get overwhelmingly reelected. So,
I didn't say
I'm
he's
down
not
here.
Get reelected.
He's got more money. I see more money. Now that could be targeted ad buying in Red County. Yeah. So I think that might be why I see
Do
more
you think
it.
His policy plays better in Florida as a state as it does nationwide?
Of course it does. Down here it does. Down in the state. I mean, but with that said, you don't know where people's, you know, where people have a line in the sand. And I'm just talking about everybody out there, you know, that has to. I'm just saying what I feel. And if it strikes a chord with somebody, I'd love that. I do it to vent my own frustration, but also to say, please. And this is, I am not a religious guy, but I will tell you that I always, you know, from these people that go to church every Sunday that support our governor, I always thought that at least in the Christian faith, you were taught to offer the helping hand of the person when they were at their worst.
Mm-hmm.
And this doesn't seem like that. Well, it's a matter of law. No, it's not. Not a matter of law. Take law out of it. I'm sorry. I don't care. I said, well, what about, I don't care. I want people to be helped. I want people to be helped. I don't believe that you hunker down in your panic room and you turn your country into a panic room. You turn your country into a place where you help people. And maybe that's what we were, but we have forgotten that. We certainly have forgotten an awful lot of our history. So I just believe in helping people when they're at their worst and not abusing them. And by the way, I totally think that when you talk about immigration policy in the United States, that's a different discussion. That's a different discussion. You can bring that up. You can talk about it because no one's figured that out 100%. Well, but this kind of crappy move is just absurd. It's absurd. It's disgusts me. It makes me ill.
You're coming from a country full of despair.
Right.
Because of the politics there.
Mm-hmm.
If they were lucky enough to get out and make it across the border and then make it on a plane with a promise of a better life, I mean, that's despicable.
Well, and you're talking about, you know, hey, I know that Ronnie's people, they hate the commies, right? They hate socialists. So when those were the people that were fleeing a socialist country, a socialist dictatorship. They were coming in and, you know, those are the people you picked on because they didn't think about that.
My father
wasn't thought about.
Father came out of retirement 5 years ago prior to the pandemic, flew down there on a diplomatic emergency health mission. And he got a firsthand look outside of the resorts. What's happening?
It's horrible. It's horrible. And you know,
and
what?
It's terrible.
It's so insane. And, you know, I don't care about any other issue. I want to make this a broader issue politically. I'm talking about one governor doing one thing that embarrassed me so totally to send these poor people up there and, you know, and dump them off and say, hey, okay, yeah, this will show them. Come on, do you think it's anything else? And why, no. By the way, his big thing is they signed waivers. Okay.
DJ trick.
I mean, really?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Signed waivers? Were they, you know, and it's just like, okay, you signed a waiver? Yeah, because you thought it was going to be this wonderful opportunity, and it really wasn't. It was
read English?
No one knew they were coming.
Were
no
they
one
bilingual?
No phone calls were made. No arrangements were made. No preparations were made. These were, dump them off. There are people that disagree with me politically and my people politically. And by the way, not all of them. Plenty of people in the area of Massachusetts we're talking about that are right wing Republicans. But we're going to throw them all in there. It was all these just broad strokes of with human beings in the middle of it as a pawn. So I say F that and F you for doing it. That's all I wanted to say. That's
I don't, really all I you know, I'm not, I'm probably the least political member of this show, but I don't like where we are right now as a country. I love what our country was and I love what our country can be. And I just want to read this. This is as a, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless tempest tossed to me, I lift my lamp beside the golden door. It's carved on the Statue of Liberty.
Does anybody ever think about that?
No.
That is the first thing you read when you come into New York Harbor.
That's right.
That's there. It's right there.
And it's there been it there. Is. It's been there for 150 years. I couldn't, yeah. When I saw it this past, just a year ago, I was a little overcome at what a massive monument to our country is there to greet the people that came over from elsewhere.
Yep.
And where is that spirit now? Why has it devolved into what we're doing now? It's horrifying. It's horrifying.
Look, there, you know, we have to understand that there's a reason for this, and it's not taking advantage. It's surviving and trying to make a better life for yourself. And, you know, don't kick people when they're down. That's all. I just want to say.
Thank you for saying something.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. Let's lighten the mood with Colonel Sanders. Shall we do that?
Yes.
Can we do that?
We can.
Big show on Monday. Big announcement. Be aware of that. Before we get to the tape,
we mentioned yesterday the recipe, and there was some messaging done. People wanted to know what the actual recipe for KFC was.
And I interrupted, and I will not do it this time. Right, Lay it on us, Rob.
If you want to make Kentucky Fried Chicken, start with 2 cups of white flour. Add to it 2/3 of a teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of thyme, 1/2 teaspoon of basil, 1/3 of a teaspoon oregano, 1 teaspoon of celery salt, 1 teaspoon black pepper, 1 teaspoon dried mustard, 4 teaspoons paprika, 9 teaspoons garlic salt, 1 teaspoon ground ginger, and the curveball that had us all scratching our heads yesterday, the 11th herb and or spice.
Yes.
3 teaspoons of white pepper.
That's good, though. That's the spice.
But you also need the high pressure commercial.
No, not if you're making. And I would like to thank a listener who reached out to me and had actually served. He had served his country in Kentucky Fried Chicken.
He served under the colonel? Was he like a corporal?
You got somebody from corporate to write in?
No, I did not. I got somebody that had worked at Kentucky Fried
Chicken. I have fried chicken in a pressure cooker, just a simple pressure cooker at home. It's not the safest thing if you're not know what you're doing, because you're bringing highly pressurized oil to a high temperature.
Yes.
But if you're very careful and you use that recipe, now remember,
Dan Slater, would like to you to know. He said, "I'm sure you've already heard this." No, Dan, you were the one,
the first.
But you're right to challenge Rob on the KFC pressure cooker. I worked at KFC in high school many moons ago. While the original recipe is indeed cooked in a pressure cooker, extra crispy is cooked in a normal fryer with hot oil.
Wow, I
just
stand corrected.
Like in any other restaurant.
I stand corrected.
So there it is.
And yes, remember that according to Esquire, that if you really want it to be identical, you need to add MSG. And I believe you can find that in Accent.
Okay.
Monosodium glutamate, I believe, is Accent food enhancer. So you need to add some of that. I would imagine a teaspoon or so would make those flavors really pop. But that's the original recipe as found on the back of Mrs. Colonel Sanders' will.
So the MSG, I always thought, was a preservative, not something that would enhance the flavor.
A flavor enhancer.
It's a flavor enhancer.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Is that why?
Not good for you.
The first time I ever heard about MSG was in Chinese food.
Yep. And then they use a lot of it in Chinese food, and it gives people headaches and bad reactions sometimes.
That's actually a myth.
Sodium. Oh, really?
And there's a lot of like BS about MSG being like super bad for you. It's really nowhere near as bad for you as people think it is.
But don't people sometimes have a bad reaction to it, Pony?
He's saying it's an urban myth.
Very rarely. Some people might be allergic to it.
Really, Pony, what he's saying, Mike, is that it doesn't affect him, so it doesn't matter.
I wanted to see fish at MSG once. So they were sold out.
But if you're saying if it's an accent and you put it in a recipe, that's going to wreck the recipe because accent has spices in it.
No, I think I could be wrong if I'm not thinking. It's not Mrs. Dash. There is something on the market.
Don't put Mrs. Dash there. Mrs. Dash will Screw it up.
Yeah, Theo Doble is the one you want.
No, I'm going to. There is something on the shelf that you can buy that is just MSG, essentially.
It's called MSG. You get monosodium glutamate. You can buy it in a jar.
Why are you so hostile and knowledgeable about this?
It's a very popular spice in a lot of Asian foods. So I see it all the time at H Mart.
Okay.
You shop at H Mart? That's the answer. Isn't that where you get your whole ducks?
That's where I get all my Korean food.
Is that where you get the whole duck that's hanging in the window like a long, greasy saxophone?
Yes.
Yeah, so monosodium glutamate is a flavor enhancer, as Rob said, often added to restaurant foods, canned vegetables, soups, deli meats, and other foods. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has classified MSG as a food ingredient that's generally recognized as safe, but its use is still debated. For this reason, when MSG is added to food, the FDA requires it to be labeled, listed on the label.
Now, if you look up... Hold on a second.
I'm reading. I'm getting to the thing you're arguing about.
All right.
MSG has been used as a food additive for many years. During this time, the FDA has received many reports of concerning reactions that people have attributed to foods that had MSG in them. These reactions, called MSG symptom complex, include headache, flushing, sweating, face pressure or tightness, lack of feeling, tingling or burning in the face, neck and other areas, quick fluttering heartbeats. That for me is just a normal day.
Well, that's when you get excited for the show.
chest pain, feeling sick and weakness.
Mike, I just brought up a sales page for Accent Food Enhancer.
Yes.
And the ingredients on the back say, ingredient, monosodium glutamate. That's all that's in Accent.
Okay, so you then go get it. You were right about that. Yeah. All right, good. Mm-hmm. You're proud of yourself, aren't you?
Well,
How do you got diabetes?
By enhancing the flavors with alcohol.
I get it, though, because it makes the flavors pop.
Yeah, but also I was questioning myself if I remembered that it was Accent that was MSG. So I was pleased.
Well, as a tribute to the late Harlan Sanders, back in the day... many of you don't remember this, that Colonel Sanders, now they all do knockoffs of the Colonel.
Right.
The Colonel was a real guy and a bit of a crusty guy to deal with, especially when he had to do voiceovers for radio and television commercials. And we have had, for years and years and years, outtakes from a recording session featuring Harlan Sanders.
And it's funny you should bring it up, Mike, because this is actually when they're debuting Extra Crispy Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's what this spot is promoting. And he never was a really good pitchman. What he was a marketer. They probably should have hired a spokesman.
You may have heard when we're frustrated and we're doing something in the show, somebody will always yell, "We're recording!" And that is the frustrated engineer that is in the recording session with Harlan Sanders, which is my favorite part. But I would like you to simply count the number of screw-ups. And by the way, this coming from someone who does copy every single day.
You had
four lives every day.
You had your own commercial like copy house at one point.
Yeah,
I did. And this is fun. So check out the wonderful reading style of Harlan, Colonel Harlan Sanders.
Take one.
Quiet, please. Recording.
Go again. Take two. I found a way to cook extra crispy. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy. I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Stop again.
You say cut it?
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. I said it? Yeah.
That's
all right,
cut it.
It's
better,
take two.
Carl, if you read it. Okay, we're recording!
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. But every bit is. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off there.
Yeah.
Looking at it.
Quiet, please.
That real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust? It's really different.
Ooh.
Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from: my regular recipe and my new extra crisp. New extra crispy. I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. It every bit as finger licking good, you see. No, every bit as finger licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, honey.
Yes.
Yes.
You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Yes.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's why folks call it finger. That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
And you know,
okay,
has there ever really been a grosser slogan? Finger licking good.
Yeah. Well, at American University. No, that I'm sorry. We'll tell that story.
This is the good one.
That's my favorite.
Good one. Thank you. And now he's on the little buckets, which is kind of cool. And it's KFC because back in the day when fried food was discovered to be horrible for you, they didn't want it to be Kentucky Fried. F it. I'm done talking about it.
Romeo and Juliet. Antony and Cleopatra, Bogey and Bacall. Add to that list another one of the world's greatest love stories, Mike and Carla O'Mara. Their love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Their love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. And nowhere is that love story more on display than the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Yes, fall in love with love again and again with a Mike O'Mara Bonus Show subscription. Lovingly tap the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and order the TMOS Bonus Show today. You'll love it, just like Carla loves Mike.
There she goes. Still does it. Still does it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. There's something special about fall that brings us closer together with a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove. Creating those moments is easier than ever. Enjoy all the warmth and comfort of a fire pit plus portability, quick setup and cleaning, and best of all, nay smoke. No smoke at all. The high-tech Solo Stove Construction. Well, there's smoke. There's just not going to get all over you.
Yeah.
The high-tech Solo Stove Construction is designed to regulate airflow and burn more effectively. It's the Colonel Sanders factor.
Is it?
There's so little smoke, you wonder how there's so much fire.
This is the good one.
This is the good one. Take five.
Recording. They are brilliantly engineered, made with stainless steel, and designed to maximize efficiency. It's easy to light with just a few bits of starter. Your fire is blazing in minutes. They're so confident that you're going to love it that they offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy, which is terrific. We all have them. We all love them. Solo Stove is the best. Marshmallows not included. Prepare for your best outdoor memories yet and save big during the Solo Stove Fall event. Plus, use promo code TMOS at solostove.com for an extra $10 off. That's solostove.com, promo code TMOS for $10 off on top of the fall event deals. Hurry! Hurry, hurry, hurry! The fall event ends November 10th, people. No, it's not what I wanted. Oh, forget it. All right. Anyway, it's time. It's time for the homepage, ladies and gentlemen. And
Why do you sound so defeated?
Because I put the Bahamas airport where the homepage should have been.
Do you want this, Mike?
From the four corners. corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device.
All
it's
right,
what
thank you
need
very
to know.
Much.
This
pulled me out
is
of the
homepage.
There.
This is the homepage, and we start again with a guy that's been in the news a lot. Probably in the last 2 months or so. Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Is squeezing out my wife. He's trying to get involved with her business, and I am not happy about it.
What do you mean?
He has a new skincare line.
Oh.
Called Le Domaine.
Pitt Skin.
Oh, that's please. His inspiration was his ex-girlfriend, Gwyneth Paltrow. Brad, why don't you just settle down, count your millions, stay with one woman, and just knock it off, okay? I got a family I'm trying to feed.
Don't mention the woman part.
Okay.
Yeah.
He says, quote, she is still a really dear friend, and she has built this empire.
Oh, good, Gwyneth.
She has always had that in her as a curator, and it's been a lovely creative outlet for her. In fact, come to think about it, she was probably the first one who got me to even wash my face twice a day, maybe. If you need more motivation than to jump on board, how about this? The products contain antioxidants made with grapes from Brad's winery.
Ooh, I have a question.
Yes?
Is Goop... Okay, I don't know this for sure.
Okay.
Goop is for Gwyneth.
Yes.
Wouldn't she just spin off Boop for Brad?
For Brad? Yeah. Boop.
Boop.
Does that mean Brad Pitt's going to have a smelling candle?
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm hot, baby.
Yeah.
I'd buy one.
Here's his quote. I know there are new products nearly every day that people are trying to launch. Yes, Brad. Check out the big brain on Brad.
He should get a business where he puts up TV antennas.
I'm a DermGlow guy.
Me too.
But if... thank you, boys. DermGlowSkin.com.
Just so we're clear.
Yes.
If you need any products or a consult from Mrs. O'Meara, she's there for you. If I hadn't seen a real difference visually in my skin, we wouldn't have bothered. I'm all about skincare. I have an esthetician for a while.
I don't know how women... Oh, this is going to be... This may be controversial. I don't know.
Boop.
Boop.
Beep,
boop. Beep, boop. I know when... If I ever buy a jersey of a player that I'm a fan of...
Right.
I know I'm not going to play and look like that guy.
Sure.
But the makeup situation is wild. Skincare is different. You got to take care of your skin. SPF, that's fine. But the makeup side is crazy.
Well, that's why I bought Mark Schlereth Rouge.
Wait, you want to try that one again?
That's
do what I do occasionally. Go.
That's why I bought Mark Schlereth Rouge.
No, you can't do it. You got to rewind it again. Try it one more time. That's why what?
That's why I bought Mark Schlereth Rouge.
That was tough to do. Mark Schlereth.
Oh, was it Schlereth? Maybe.
Isn't it Schlereth?
I don't know. He doesn't play anymore, so...
Well, no one knows who he is either, so...
Well, there's a few...
On multiple levels.
There's a few
The problems with that line were multifold, Rob. They were.
All right. Pony, let's strike it.
All right. Now, let's take a moment. What rolls off the tongue that would be a more commonly known... I'll try this one.
All right.
Okay? And I'll add a little Latin feel.
Excellent.
All right? That's why I use Edward James Almost Rouge.
Well, I was going with
athletes,
though.
So you got the bad skin?
What? Yeah.
I was going with athletes, because he was talking about wearing athletes.
Sure, powder.
That's why I buy Fernando Valenzuela's body wax.
That's why I use Harvey Weinstein face cream.
You win.
Oh, you do win. Good night, nurse.
Thank you. Emily Ratajkowski may have appeared in Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines. My God, what a video.
Yes.
But as far as she's concerned, the line is very clear in the Adam Levine Sumner Stroh situation. Sumner.
Sumner.
She says Adam is the one who crossed it. Here's her quote. I don't understand why we continue to blame women for men's mistakes, especially when you're talking about 20-something-year-old women dealing with men in positions of power who are twice their age. The power dynamic is so skewed, it's ridiculous. Like, it's predatory, it's manipulative, I can't imagine. She added, quote, if you're the one in the relationship, you're the one who's obligated to be loyal. So the whole other woman there to blame critique, that's bad, and it's literally designed to keep women apart. And here's a surprise. I agree with everything she just said.
That's not a surprise to me.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
How were you when you met Carla?
I was 42 and she was 21.
Okay.
More like 20 wonderful.
Yeah. But a little different, you know. Not in a relationship, and we got married and we have a child. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different.
And you didn't have as much ink.
But my power dynamic in that relationship probably helped me get her.
You were a gentleman.
That's right.
I was wealthy.
And now you know what they spend together?
Famous.
They spend together
the holidays. And now I rely on her for her income.
Yeah, you know.
Apparently, there's some talk in QAnon circles that something big is happening on Saturday.
Not as big as what's happening on Monday. The big announcement.
We got a big announcement coming up on Monday. The Simpsons are involved. Strap in. This one goes off the rails really quickly. Listen up. Earlier this month, a German politician named Friedrich Merz misspoke while talking about Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Hold on. His name is Fred Merz?
Friedrich. Not Fred.
Yeah, but
is that Fred?
I think Friedrich could be.
Okay, calm down. You're referencing something from the 50s.
Yeah,
now.
No one's ever watched right. I Love Lucy, Mike.
Well, no, but I mean, three people. Okay, it's Fred Merz. Who? This is a contemporary. You're getting in the way of my story with your nostalgia crap. All right?
Yeah.
Please.
All right.
Earlier this month, a German politician, his name, Friedrich Merz, M-E-R-Z. There was no
corrected.
T there.
Okay.
He misspoke while talking about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He said that everyone would remember where they were on September 24th. But he meant to say February 24th, the day Russia invaded. Ah. Then for some reason, someone connected it to a Simpsons 9 episode 24. Is that season 9, episode 24 of The Simpsons? 9-24. And that episode just happens to feature a group of doomsday preppers.
Really?
Really? So, what specifically is happening on Saturday? Nobody knows, but predictions have included nuclear Armageddon, a financial reset, widespread water poisoning, and an armed revolution. So stock up on toilet paper.
A lot of people give The Simpsons credit for having like sort of a sight into the future, but if The Simpsons really could predict the future, they would have told us that they haven't done a funny episode for the last 2 years. They would have saw that coming.
And that's coming from a big Simpsons fan.
Yeah, big fan over here.
So that's
so you're saying go to Olney.
Go to Olney. I'm saying, well, down here, we're buying toilet paper for different reasons because we're looking at a big one coming. So a little scary down in the Florida.
You've got Earth, Wind, and Fire tonight.
That's right.
Yes, we do. Yeah, and it's not supposed to be known where it's going till the weekend, and then I'll come up and visit.
This weekend is mostly just wind.
Here's some potentially life-saving info for the first day of fall. Slow down and be a little more careful on the roads today because they tend to be more dangerous today, specifically. Car crashes. It's the fall equinox when the sun rises exactly in the east and sets exactly in the west, and that can cause some serious windshield glare. Oh, my God.
Really bad.
Tell me about it when I was taking my kid to school. A lot of the country's major roadways are oriented east to west. Hello. So a lot of us will be driving directly into the sun. Here's some tips for you this time of year. You want to do it in March, too. Here are a few things that can help. Windex the outside and inside of your windshield, both of them. There's a lot less glare when it's perfectly clean. Keep sunglasses handy. Slow down. And keep in mind that other drivers might be blinded by the light.
Blinded by the light.
Manfred Mann.
Yep. Pony, I got an opportunity for you. You ready for this?
Ooh, yes.
The fancy yogurt company Siggy's will pay one person. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes. But I'm laughing because he used to be a smoker. Yeah.
Siggy's will pay one person $50,000 to move to Iceland, one of the world's happiest countries, and share their experience with its new 4-day work week, which was recently implemented. The job is like a social media content creator, but it's even easier because you're documenting your own experiences, exploring Iceland, trying the food, and immersing yourself in the culture. To apply for the role, you'll need a valid passport, strong writing skills, a passion for photography, an adaptable nature, and a desire to live a simpler life. So there's that.
I loved Iceland when we went.
I also don't know if do you feel like there's more people in the city right now?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Right?
100%.
I don't know if this work from home revolution, unless you're Mike O'Mara or you built your own business, is going to last.
You know, it's worth a discussion. I think on another show we should tackle that because I'm seeing an awful lot of people on the road, too.
I've seen traffic redouble. Insane. I have.
Yeah.
And Pony, do they let you take pills to Iceland?
Probably.
Okay, well, that'll be good then.
Now a little something something. A woman recently stole a Mini Cooper in the Seattle area, and she blew through some barricades trying to get away. The roadblock was there because a crew was pouring fresh cement, and the car immediately drove into it and got stuck. And we're not talking about a couple of inches. We're talking about a foot or so.
After
getting stuck, the driver threw out a TV from the car, threw out an Instant Pot and a half-empty bottle of whiskey, and then she beat feet. She got out and tried to run away with her 4-year-old son through the foot-deep concrete. Mm. Somebody called 911, and the police caught and arrested her for driving under the influence, domestic violence, theft, negligent driving, and hit-and-run property damage. By the way, if you're interested, the woman's name is Mrs. Wiley Coyote.
What?
Driving into cement. I don't know.
It was like it Acme was brand cement.
Yes. Acme brand cement. Yeah, the only thing worse is she got frozen in it like that. We take a break. We're running super late. Shocker. And now we have to hustle. We'll be right back to talk about more things right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa.
Hello. I'm Condo Bob.
The year was 1974 when Condo Bob walked out that door. Bought his first condo down by the shore, and that's when the legend of the man was born. The legend, Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
You'll become a legend just like Condo Bob when you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Click the banner and subscribe today.
Condo Bob.
Sam Calamine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just grooving.
Thank you. With the housing market facing an especially cold winter, can home buyers gain the upper hand? Well, according to my good friend Mark Livingstone, the good guy at Cornerstone First Financial, having the right mortgage lender can give you that advantage. The lender you work with can make the difference between celebrating a new home versus losing your dream home and kicking yourself. Lending has changed a lot, and whether you are a first-time home buyer or a veteran investor, you need a team that will get to know your specific situation and get you the absolute best deal and program. Cornerstone First Financial continues to wow their clients with their low rates, ease of underwriting, and speed to the closing table. It's no wonder they continue to be voted one of the best year after year after year. Even if you are working with another mortgage company, use them as a sounding board to make sure that you are getting the best deal. Plus, they're our pals. They're good people. Call Cornerstone First Financial today. The number one mortgage company of TMOS, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com, everybody. Welcome back to the show. You know what? We had a sensitivity moment today. A very unusual moment. Mr. Santana, normally electric e-bikes to work.
Yes.
Got into a bit of a situation. And I figured he should tell this brief tale to give us a little perspective. You just never know. I always say, you never really know what the other guy in the other car is going through.
No.
But
right.
You weren't in a car.
No.
You got an Uber.
This is going to sound pompous, but I don't think it'll shock anybody. I prefer Uber Black.
I'm shocked at the pomposity.
I have since they came to town in 2015. That's 7 years of Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
did you see that movie?
7 years of Black?
7 years of Uber.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now, Mr. Santana, your Suburban's here.
The prices have gone up as gas prices have gone up.
But sure.
They've leveled off, and I think... even for someone that says, you know, okay, we're thinking of getting rid of another car. What happens if it rains? I could technically take the electric scooter and get to work, but I had a suit on because we had a board meeting today and a yada, yada, yada. I get in the car. I have my settings. If you ever take any type, it says, do you want the air conditioning on? Do you want to talk? Are you a chatty Cathy? Yada, yada, yada. Boom. I get in. I recognize the driver. because there's only a handful of drivers that work in the city.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I say, hello, I know the guy's name. I know you're probably shocked by this.
Hi, RJ.
I didn't even look at the app.
So there's a little, there's a tiny bit of familiarity.
Yes.
There.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I have ridden with this gentleman 5 times.
Oh, so there's more than a little. You know the guy.
In the past,
right?
3 years. I actually looked at it after this. After I tell you, I want to know the engagement level that
that he had with you.
That he was so comfortable to share what happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I get in. I realize the car is warm, but I don't say anything because I'm not, you know, pompous. I usually don't say anything at all because why even bother? I say, hey, like, nice to see you again. How is everything? And the gentleman says, my mother died last night. And then starts weeping openly.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And this is fresh. You're the first person that he had any connection with that morning.
Yes, yes. And this is the problem I have. It is 10:40 a.m. My board meeting is at 11 a.m.
There he is.
Yeah, nice to know he does it to other people, too.
Tick, 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 tick. Yes, it is. Very nice.
I'm already sweating because I'm in a suit and I've gained some LBs. The car hasn't started moving. And for those of you that have the security feature on your phone, you have to give a PIN to the gentleman so he can start driving.
Right.
And he's still weeping and the clock's ticking.
Oh, no. Your soul is full of gadgets.
I know that I can text everybody on a thread for the board to say,
I'm running five minutes late.
I'm so sorry.
Will they be used to it, too?
No, I am not late for these meetings.
Oh,
They're only once every 3 months.
You know who was really late is the mother.
And...
Oh, God, Rob.
I say... I say his name. Said, "I am so sorry. Like, do you need? Because I'm not a complete monster." I said, "Do you need a moment, or do you need my coat?
Do you need exactly one moment?"
Did you say that?
Yes.
Did those words come out of your mouth?
Yes. Because that is the cleanest way of saying we can weep and drive.
Yes.
So, at this point, he's like, "I'm sorry," and like puts and I give him the code. And we start riding, and he starts wiping his face.
Yes.
He's like, "You're the first person. I'm sorry I put this on you. I know this is unprofessional." I said, "This is okay. My business partner, Mr. Mike O'Mara, says this." He says, "It's going to get harder, and it's going to get worse."
No.
And then he said,
"You got to get it right."
He said, "Excuse me." And I said, "I mean, it might be worse now, but it's going to get harder."
No.
I said, no, I'm sorry. He goes, "What?" And we are not
moving. Is the pin in yet?
No, we're going slowly up the road because I'm confusing him with my words. And I said, "When it gets harder, you get going." I said, these idioms are terrible. I said, "It may never be the same, but it's going to get harder." Like, so all of these options to what you usually say to tell people it's going to get better are rude.
Things will never be the same, but they will get better with time.
I never got to there. I just said, "It's going to get better over time."
You're a monster. Did he gather himself by the time he dropped you off?
10:58. I said, "I'm sorry. I've made this very awkward. The saying is different and much more caring. I promise I'll give you a great tip." 5 stars and left.
Rob, yes. Cue the music. We got to go. Come on. Pay attention. Thank you. That's it. We got to get to a break here when we come back. You're Mr. Sensitive. You are Mr. Sensitive.
Yes, he is.
I think that. Hey, at least you gave him a moment. Do you want a moment or my PIN code? That's my favorite part.
Part was we can weep and drive.
Yes. We'll be right back with more right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Men, are you tired of radio? All those yakety yaks filling your heads with nonsense day in, day out? After a long day at work, don't you just want your pipe and slippers and some measurable entertainment? Well, here at Moore Industries, we strive every day to make podcasts that bring the funny. Take the Mike O'Mara Show and the Bonus Hour, for instance. This joyful bantering of ball-busting humor lightens the load of your drudging life. Over here, we see our newest machine, the DGH-4000. It can crank out 50 jokes an hour. Let's see what it says. Hobble-doo-gee. Ah, well, back to the drawing board. TMOS and Moore Industries, making the funny just for you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by, well, what Oscar takes when he's not in the back of a morning Uber driver. If you've ever shopped for electric bikes, you probably needed to sit down when you saw the price tag. But electric e-bikes cost way less than other e-bikes without skimping on the quality or the features. Price isn't the only reason electric e-bikes are for everyone. They fold in half for easy storage, and they come fully assembled with free shipping. Plus, you can customize your e-bike with seat padding, size, and suspension options to maximize comfort. Not to mention that it's way more eco-friendly than a car. Explore the great outdoors or the city while keeping the air clean. There are 200,000 dedicated electric bike riders, electric e-bike riders all over the road. So far, 200,001 if you count Oscar Santana.
Yes. Boom.
He loves it. Even though he doesn't have a soul. Hop on and ride with electric e-bikes during their fall sale. Go to electricebikes.com and save up to $150 on a 2.0 e-bike purchase. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. And thank you.
Mike, I know we've got Nikki Diamond coming on right now.
Yes.
And I just want to be clear here. The saying is this. I want to charge my soul.
Okay.
It'll never be the same, but it'll get better.
Things will never be the same, but they will get better with time.
Thank you.
Yes.
So and even now, with all that time to prep, he got it almost right.
That's fantastic. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, they're looking pitch happens. Maybe a little tribute to the national pastime. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on, but do I have that wrong, Nikki? What am I messing up?
Common mistake there, Mike. Pitch is a fine restaurant in Omaha, Nebraska, which is where I am right now. If someone looking for me.
Still on the run.
Beautiful.
Oh, you're
Omaha,
in Omaha.
Nebraska.
I get, oh.
Yes. Born Husker.
I get it. I get it how that works. Yes. You're in Omaha.
Oh, that's sexy. Yeah.
God's
Nikki,
country.
I have to give you a compliment here. The listeners of this program are just delighted to not only have football back, but have you back with your prognostications. I don't think you hit it out of the park like you did in week one, but you're doing great, and you seem to have a new lease on life. Going on the run seems to be good for you.
It's a great philosophy, Mike. You don't want to stay somewhere too long. I mean, look, the love affair I have with your listeners, they have with me, will never get divorced, unlike yourself and David Keck.
Wow. That's awesome. Nikki, we can dive right in because you know what? We're running short on time this week, and get right to it. What do you have for us this week, my friend?
Well, I'm Mr. Efficiency, Mike. Yes, I am. Hey, Browns Steelers tonight. What a quarterback battle. Trubisky and Brissett. Oh, wow. Man, Amazon. Wow, you sure you got a good deal there? Put this game on MySpace, baby. Take the under. Who cares? All right.
Who cares? That's
Bills,
exactly
Jimmy
right.
Jimmy Cerrito at Tua. Dan Marino, what happened last week? He throws two touchdowns every 10 games. He throws six. I don't know what's happening. It comes Amazing. Back to reality. Bills go to Miami. They've won six straight. They're going to win seven straight. They'll cover the 5.5. Don't worry, Cerrito. This is your year. Nothing could go wrong. Well, you're the Bills. Something could. Whatever. How about the Packers at Tampa Bay? Oh, Tampa Bay. Mike Evans defending Tom Brady. Getting suspended, which means he'll have no one to throw to, which means he'll get sacked really hard this week and probably die. You should have thought the long game there. It's chess, not checkers, Mike Evans. Take the Packers +1. 49ers, Jimmy G. I haven't seen a man that beautiful since I stared in the eyes of Bermuda Boy one time at the DC Improv at a live event. God, gorgeous man. Handsome he gets a man. Full week of practice. This guy, he can't come in when he's Jimmy G's with women all week. He knows he's going to play. He focuses. He's going to be great. They'll defeat the Denver Broncos in Denver. And how about the Carla, your fantasy player of the week? Every man's fantasy. Yes. Derm Glow, Skin Glow, gang. Yes. And if you don't like this pick, you can glow F yourself.
Ah!
Kirk Cousins, baby! We all make fun of Kirk Cousins because we watch him on Monday night. He's awful. He's always awful when we watch him. We know why he puts up great stats every year. Because when you don't watch him, he's amazing. Like Sunday at 1 p.m. versus the Lions. No one will watch. No one will know what happened. But Kirk will go over 270 and 3 touchdowns because Kirk does what Kirk does. You can count on it, baby. Love you guys. Coming from me from Nebraska, where it's the Eastern Central Mountain. Who the hell knows? I can't tell. Love you. I'll never divorce you, listeners. Never, baby. Till the grave. Till the grave.
Even when you condense him,
yeah,
he just packs it all in there. That is just absolute. Hi, Rob.
Yeah, I'm doing it here. Come on.
There you go. Just trying to. Come on. I'm trying to signal you all day. You got the peripheral vision of like a corpse, but you're still with us. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills and the town of sound right here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Sleek design, high performance, and plenty of heart racing. Comedy power. It's an all-new bonus show loaded with these features.
Is that the 7-seater?
This is where I buy all my S-classes.
My S-classes. The most expensive Mercedes in town.
Dieter wants a 7-seater.
Robin Oscar sounds like someone whose name is Robin Oscar.
I would like it to say, here's Rob without Oscar.
I'm acting as a roadblock of justice.
You can take those carrots and stick them.
Everything's about you. Here's Rob.
If you haven't heard the TMOS bonus show test drive an episode today, or step up to a monthly or yearly subscription, feel the excitement and visit MikeOMaraShow.com.
And now we sell the cars.
Tomorrow on the bonus show, something I'd like to cover. It was something I picked up on. I'm not sure what magazine I was reading. I get a lot of subscriptions.
Was it Parade?
It was not Parade. It might have been in Vanity Fair or GQ, but it's leg lengthening. I have to share this story.
Oh, no. I know about this.
Mind-blowing. We need to talk about this on the bonus show.
Okay.
So please check it out tomorrow. We'll be talking about that. This is a busy time of year, and the last thing you need is having to run out at the last minute to some overpriced drugstore just because you ran out of razors. Here's the solution. Harry's. They deliver right to your door, so you never need to worry. I'm a Harry's guy, and they're just so good, and they're so consistent, and they are the best razors I've ever had. We all are big fans of Harry's. Amazing price point, blades that never seems to get dull, and the best shaving cream and body wash on the planet. Right now, you can get your Harry's starter set for just $3. Plus, you'll get a free travel-size body wash. The set includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. A $16 value for just $3. Just visit harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction rating in the shaving industry, and they're still offering a no-risk trial. Don't like your shave? No worries. It's on them. No matter how busy things get, you can stay fresh with Harry's. Get your Harry's starter set today, and you'll also get a free travel-size body wash. Just go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. We want to remind you one more time, we have a big announcement coming up on Monday.
Big.
We're excited to tell you about it, so make sure you tune in. Tell everybody else to tune in. Talk about it over the weekend. Talk about it amongst yourselves.
Talk.
We want to share. That comes up Monday. Big announcement. I don't know all the details of the announcement. Oscar does, because that's the way this show works, ladies and gentlemen.
Sound Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Now, Mike, you and I have both been accused of snoring or making noise through the night. I know Carrie snores occasionally, but I can deal with that. You know what? Sometimes it's almost a little comforting to
hear. You probably don't snore anymore.
I don't anymore.
Right?
I don't, but I did.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's comforting when you hear your spouse breathing next to you. You know what it's like. It's you know they're there and it's fine. However, I want to send a tip of the TMOS cap to Rachel and Ryan in West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Now, they submitted this tape to me. Rachel suffers from night terrors. Mm. And because of that, she has an app that tracks her night terrors and also records, sort of like a Ring doorbell for your bedroom.
Mm. Wow, that's pretty cool.
And Ryan took some of the tapes of her actual night terrors, and with her permission, she says hi, by the way. Hi, Rachel. Sent us four separate incidents.
I'm so excited about this.
And this is what it's like to sleep with someone who has genuine night terrors.
Honey. The moose get right here. In here. Right here.
Honey.
What is it?
Honey.
The moose get right here.
I'm right here.
But something is right here.
What?
It's right here. It's right here. Honey. That's the bed. Please.
What, honey? Honey, there's nothing here. Honey.
Yes, there was.
No, there's not.
Yes, there was.
Honey, I promise you, nothing is here. Honey, go to sleep. Go to sleep.
I've listened to that about 40 times, and my favorite part is his reaction when he goes, honey, 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 because he's just waking. Can you imagine waking up to that?
That man is an angel.
He is.
Well, I mean, that's the reality of it, where you hear his, he's sound asleep.
Dead
asleep.
He's sound asleep,
and... Oh, that poor thing. Yeah. How horrible.
I feel for her, too.
Yeah.
But I can also see that written in a line for divorce.
Is there anything they can do or anything? I don't know.
Separate bedrooms. Wow.
Yeah. I suppose. But you'd hear that down the hall. That'd be scarier.
That would be another room. Probably. But anyway.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for sharing that. I was spellbound by that.
Who do we give credit to with that?
That is Ryan and Rachel in West Virginia.
Thank you.
Ryan and Rachel, thank you for your honesty.
It's really tough.
Really, really tough. Wow. I'm just speechless on that one. I don't have anything to say.
This is a throwback, Mike.
Maybe a sock. You know, that's you can stop it, but sock right in it.
Holy water. So after the first, I'm...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very sensitive of you. You got a lot of those moments today.
Yeah. I was going to say, maybe you could write him a pithy one-liner, Mike.
Just remember, it will get worse with time.
Scream real loud, kids. This mic goes back to 1974. I had never heard this before. Frank Sinatra had an interesting relationship with the press in Australia.
And a huge controversy in Australia.
Yeah, he badmouthed them, and he took it to the stage. And there is a recently surfaced, or at least to me recent, bootleg of the concert he did in Australia in 1974, where he does not hold back. Here is the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra, on stage in Melbourne, Australia, 1974, talking about the press.
We've been having a marvelous time being chased around the country for the 3 days. You know, we have a name in the States for their counterparts. They're called parasites because they take and take and take and never give. Absolutely never give. I don't care what you think about any press in the world. I say they're bums and they're always going to be bums. Every one of them. It's the scandal man that really bugs you, drives you crazy. It's two-bit type work that they do. They're pimps. They're just crazy, you know. And the hookers, the broads who work in the press are the hookers of the press. Need I explain that to you? I might offer them a buck and a half. I'm not sure. I once gave a chick in Washington $2 and I overpaid her, I found out.
Now sing a song.
Where did you, I mean, what's the context for that? Where did you acquire that? Because, I mean, that's an old thing.
Yeah, but it was
he had what was his controversy? What was the scandal in Australia?
I believe he insulted the press, and they were particularly very, very much on him the entire time. And then he let loose. I mean, calling them hookers and pimps. That's a little over the top for anybody, I thought.
I don't like hearing who you feel are your heroes.
Yeah.
It with that tone.
Yeah.
Like right. It's kind of a mean spirit.
It's like very much so. Off-putting.
Yeah.
And look, you're talking to a guy who had an awkward interaction with a wonderful Uber driver this morning, so I get that. But hearing that, like, it just is, It's so sad.
It
right?
is sad, and it is, and it was weird that I had never heard it before. So, Mike, let's cleanse the palate as we celebrate.
What he did was on the first performance of his tour in Melbourne, Blue Eyes unleashed a series of sexist insults towards women journalists. So that's why he was talking about, back then I guess it was considered sexist. It is now.
It is.
More so. All right.
But anyway, to cleanse the palate, again, I'd like every day to pay just a little bit of the United States Space Force theme song.
Space Force.
I still can't believe this is it.
Semper Super, Mike. This is great. This was a guy that was on a Zoom meeting, but he had a surveillance camera in his office.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see him. He's sitting there right under a huge Breakfast at Tiffany's poster. And luckily, he has a baseball bat because he can pick it up and attack when he spots a squirrel in his office.
Oh, my God.
Now, he doesn't handle it, as I would say, calmly, but he does react to it. I think you can tell when he realizes there's a squirrel in his office.
And I think for the purposes of town hall...
That's the guy reacting?
Yes. So that's what happened when he saw the squirrel.
Jesus.
Now,
it's a squirrel, dude.
Here's
Calm
the
down.
Thing, is if you see a squirrel and have a night terror at the same time...
And I think for the purposes of town hall...
Oh my God.
That's what I call a bad day.
Oh, Lordy. Lordy, Lordy.
I know a lot of yelling in the soundtrack today, but that's all I have for you today.
Oh, very good. All right, that's it. We got to get out of here. Don't forget, Monday, a huge announcement. We got a good bonus show for you tomorrow, so stick around for that, everybody. And I'll give you a full review on
Earth.
A needle that's about that big that'll be going into my spinal cord tomorrow. Looking forward to that.
And a full concert review tomorrow?
Yes.
Full concert review from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yes, siree. And lots more fun and thrills coming up tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Barrow saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I would like to hear a Space Force spirit on three. One, two, three. Space Force spirit.
You gotta play by the fucking rules. Not all heroes wear capes. Shut the f*** up.